Sometimes you got to get in there with the guys, and it was fun. I thought really good work today, not just on special teams, but the third down emphasis on both sides, really clean in terms of attacking the ball, coverage, both sides, routes, crisp, exactly the type of for us, this, I know the day of the week, but for us, this was a Thursday, so exactly the style of Thursday we were looking for. That'll open it up regarding some questions.
And how important is this last game to really kind of see some of the guys that are really kind of on the edge right now that you're looking at?
Yeah, honestly, it's honestly through the years, it's one of the most fun games because there are still these guys who are right on the end of the roster who are making their moment to continue to go for it and not make it too big, but understand, all right, this is my op and I'm absolutely going to take it and I'm not holding back for anything. And it happens all around the league. And these games are usually wild, the fourth preseason game and different scores and different players who make big plays. And I'm sure it'll be no different this week.
Do you think Rex will get some significant time or is this his chance to really kind of show what he's learned?
Yep, that's what we're going through. We wanted to have a week's time to get together and then anticipating getting him some work in the second half for sure.
Coach, this one's always tough, but can you give us some help with on five things to watch for?
Yeah, absolutely, man. No doubt. Come on.
How
about I take the paper, right?
I was going to say watch Matt Ryan, but then he probably ain't playing.
Yeah, no, there's tons of good guys to watch in this, and I think why don't we start offensively first. You know, Tevin is a guy we're so anxious to see. And so he had a little bit last week. I think we had, you know, just a glimpse of the tough run that he had and spun around and kept going. So we're hoping for him to get more work. He's looked terrific in practice this week. So I would say that would be one. Up front on the offensive line, I can't wait to see, you know, Ryan Schrader. I'm anxious to see him going in and working his skills exactly like he wants to. John Asamoah is another one. I'm looking forward to getting to see, you know, in the work that he could do. Over on the defensive side, some guys that have really jumped out, I'd say Jalen Collins is one who's put together some really good games in the last couple weeks and the details to it, how, you know, the sharpness that he's playing with. I want to see that continue to take another step. At the linebacker spot, we're hoping to get Akune back. And so if he could get some time in, he's somebody that, you know, we certainly, you know, think highly of and can't wait to see him play. Want to continue to see the work, you know, at both the safety spots, you know, with Ricardo in terms of playing the middle field. We've been really pleased in terms of the style and the effort that he's played with. From a team standpoint, it's going to be about the football. And, you know, can we do a better job taking care of it? Can we do a better job going after it? It's right at it for us. And then after that, I want to see our style come through, you know, the effort. Does that jump out? I mean, look how hard these guys play, absolutely trying to out-hit people. And then the finish. Well, we had our opportunities in the last two ball games to finish, and we didn't. And so that's the truth of it, and that hurts. You know, if we're going to be a finishing team, I love being able to practice that as well. So those are a few of the things we're looking forward to in this game, and they're all fun. And first preseason, last preseason game, all the ones in between, it's so much fun to be out there with the guys and going through it. So hoping we get some more situations, the 2 minutes, the 4 minutes, they all come up. We're prepared for those. I hope they do too.
Do you have any doubts? Go ahead.
Are you all worried about Brooks Reed's injury? That groin's been around all summer.
Yeah, we certainly are concerned. So we're just trying to get it right in terms of him getting the strength back to feel like it's just in the right spot. So, yeah, but certainly is for us. You know, he's got such toughness and edge setting pressure, so we're just trying to get him where he's feeling at his best.
Does it look like a surgery situation?
He's getting a second opinion, so we're not down that far down the road yet. But when we do get that, we'll update you, you know, if it goes down that way. But haven't heard that yet.
Do you have any concerns about the running game being able to flow in the opener just because those guys have not been on the field, you know?
I wouldn't say concerned with it just because we have had, you know, the opportunities that we've been together here for a while now at practice. So those parts are it. But it's a really important part of how we want to play and our style to come through, Vaughn. So for us, I can't wait for that part to come to life like we're expecting it to. The way we want to, you know, feature who and Roddy and the guys in the pass game, that element's such an important part for us to have our play action and the keepers that go with it. So I totally think that it goes hand in hand.
Both guys said where they feel a little bit of pain is cutting. So I'm sure you want to get to the point where that is not
exactly
going to be an
issue. Yeah. We're just – all the guys are at their best, you know. And so they've both been battling hard in terms of the rehab to get it just right. And so hopefully we're getting a lot closer to that. I certainly feel that we are.
You addressed Brooks and Roddy's got his situation. Do you feel like mostly, though, you're going to have a healthy roster coming in? He's got, you know, there's a lot of marquee names right now.
Feels like that's going to be. And as we get into the end of this game and then into next week, we're anticipating everybody, you know, being ready to rock. And we'll take it through the next, you know, 4 and 5 days and see. But we're certainly aiming that way.
How's Trufant looking?
You know, it was awesome to have him back in practice. So the last couple weeks, him, first we started back with individuals, then at a 7-on-7. He has worked really hard at his ball skills in terms of catching at DB. And that's one of the things, like, I know he's so anxious to get started into the season. When you work at something really hard, you're, like, anxious to show it, like, this is how much I've improved in this area. So I know he's going for it in a big way.
How's Rex looked? You can see the arm, for, you know, pretty obviously. But how's he look for a guy who's been didn't play much last year?
Yeah, I think just he's pushing to, you know, get into football shape for sure. And I think that's one of the things, you know, when you're out of it for a while, it's like you can simulate training, but there's nothing like being out in the field and the different movements that you go. Guys coming at me now, I got to change direction and go. The familiarity upstairs is there. Okay. And the information, he's able to trigger it fast and know where to go with it. So we'll take a good look at him this weekend. So he's put the work in over the week. I think it was the right decision. Let's get him back acclimated to some ball for a while before we put him out there. Like, that was all the plan all along.
Do you have an idea who's been ruled out for the game in Baltimore?
Certainly. I think Brooks will be ruled out. As we're going through, I'm trying to think of who other guys on there. I'll have a bigger update with that with you guys for tomorrow. But he would be one. And then other guys, we're kind of still going through for today and tomorrow. Some of the guys did a rehab run, so I don't want to jump the gun on somebody that's ready for tomorrow.
Coach, you mentioned Adrian Claiborne on the inside. Is that something you're going to keep doing in the regular season?
Yes, yep, certainly is. And it was a new position for him, playing defensive end for the early part of his career. So he still plays defensive end, some in our base package, but in nickel, we're mostly working him inside at tackle.
And he had a season-ending injury last season. Is that something you see at all?
No. Looks really healthy, and he's had a terrific offseason. The quickness, the speed, the effort. I can't wait to see him play.
Where is he depth chart-wise?
He's our starting nickel defensive tackle.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Coach, one more thing. Sure. I'm sorry. Have you guys decided? You get the deadline today. What's the – you got one roster move left?
Yeah, sir. So TD and I are going to finish that up, and Brian will have something for you guys today by 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to go finish up a couple things. And but we'll absolutely – I should have hit that at the start. Yeah, we're going to get that to you by 4 today.
Dan, last question for you.
Sure.
I know you've got cuts coming up. You know, this is your first time as a head coach. How difficult is that process to say goodbye to a guy who's been here for you?
Yeah, and we went through the process with it. It's really hard, and you get such a connection with the guys. And just because they're leaving here, that connection doesn't stop. And, from the work guys who came in, maybe even into mini camp on a tryout basis, then we signed them, and took them all the way through. I think the biggest thing was I wanted to let them know the appreciation, for the work, the mindset, the attitude, the effort that was put forth. Playing in this game is not easy. And so the attitude for them to come in and just absolutely go for it, I had a lot of gratitude and I wanted to tell them that.